Good morning, you're welcome to today's episode of Open Heavens on the Go. Open Heavens is a devotional that is brought to you. It is a guide to a close fellowship with God, and it is written by Father in the Lord, Pastor E.A. Adeboye. Today's topic is, your words are powerful. Your words are powerful. Our memorize is taken from the book of Proverbs chapter 18, verse 21. Death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Our reading is taken from the book of Acts, chapter 5, verse 1 to 11, and our Bible in 1 year is 1 Samuel 1, chapter 1 to chapter 3, hymn 11, standing on the promises of Christ our King. Today's devotional. Today's memory verse tells us that death and life are in the power of the tongue. Psalm 107 verse 20 also tells us that God sent his word, and his word healed and delivered the Israelites from their destruction. Words can heal and deliver. However, as we see in today's Bible reading, they can also kill and destroy. Ananias and Sapphira died instantly after hearing the words that Peter, God's servant, spoke to them. There is mighty power in the spoken word of God. God's word is so powerful that the Bible says it is living and active. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 12. When this word mixes with the living faith of a child of God, there is no limit to the miracles that can happen. Several years ago, a man who was seriously sick came to the RCCG headquarters in Epitemeta, Lagos. He had hypertension and a host of other ailments. As the Sunday school session started, the teacher said, "Today, we are going to study the crossing of the Red Sea. We're going to see the power of the one who can cause the sea to freeze. We're going to see the power of the one who can ask every storm to fall asleep." On hearing that, the man knew immediately that God had sent the word for his healing to him specifically through the mouth of the Sunday school teacher. He thought to himself, my day has come. He was so sure about it that he started crying for joy. Somehow, he knew that the Sunday school session was not just going to be about discussing the story of the Red Sea. He knew it was the set time for his healing. Before the Sunday school lesson ended, he was healed. His living faith mixed with the living word of God to produce his healing. When you want to know a believer who has faith in God's word, you will hear it in his or her words. When others keep confessing negatively because of the negative situations surrounding them, he or she will keep declaring and believing God's word. When people say that there is a casting down because of unpleasant experiences, the fellow will boldly declare that there is a lifting up. Job chapter 22, verse 29. Soon, the believer's reality will start aligning with his or her confession. Beloved, speak God's word over the situations in your life with faith. Your words become powerful to heal and deliver when they are spoken in faith. Reflection. Have you been speaking faith-filled words of life or faithless words of death? Have you been speaking faith-filled life with words or faithless words of death? Thank you for joining today's episode of Open Heavens. Till I come your way again next time, do have a wonderful, wonderful day. This segment of our show is brought to you by Redeemed Christian Church of God, Praise Palace, Northampton, United Kingdom. Have a wonderful day. God bless you abundantly. Bye-bye.
Standing on the promises of Christ my King, through eternal ages let his praises ring. Glory in the highest I will shout and sing. Standing on the promises of God. Standing, standing, standing on the promises of God my Savior.
Of God. Standing on the cross. shall prevail, standing on the promises of God.